Hello, I am Gary Robey with Call to Worship. God created us. He knows the worry and the stress that we live with. He also knows that it is vital that we experience His rest. The Bible describes this as the refreshing.
Let nothing shake.
Father in heaven, you made it clear that in this world we will have tribulation. Everywhere we turn, the things of this earth work to steal our joy and our peace. You know us well enough to know that we must have times of rest and be refreshed. Lord, as we invest this time today in your presence, please take us to that place, that oasis that only your Spirit can guide us to. Help us to listen to your word, your instructions, the guidebook that can transport us into your rest. Lord, as we fill our minds with your word, spoken and in music, give us a new and fresh perspective. We thank you, Lord, in advance for this time of refreshing. Amen.
Jesus saves, this ends my fear and doubt. A sinful soul, I come to him, he'll never cast me out. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died and that he died for me. My heart is leaning on the word, the written word of God. Salvation by my Savior's name, salvation through his blood. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died and that he died for me. Physician heals the sick, the lost he came to save. For me his precious blood he shed, for me his life he gave. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died and that he died for me. I know he died for me.
my fear. I'm so glad to be resting in His love. When darkness surrounds me and shadows are falling at noonday, when strength for today and my hope for tomorrow just can't be found, the enemy's taught me, I know that the Lord is my hope and stay.
This is your call to worship and praise.
Kindled with fire from above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again.
Hallelujah, te alabamos. Cuán grande es tu amor. Hallelujah, te adoramos. Bendito Señor.
Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory.
Revive us again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Alabama.
Hallelujah.
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 Revive us again. Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Revive us again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Revive us again.
You are listening to Call to Worship. Invite your friends to join us for this one-hour radio program heard on this station weekly at the same time. The Call to Worship ministry also includes a Facebook page where listeners can fellowship, share testimonies, and find out what the topic will be for the next week's program. When you visit the Call to Worship website, you can listen to programs, see what songs are included in today's program, find devotional readings, our statement of faith, and more about this ministry can be found at www.calltoworship.us. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Please make a note of our new mailing address. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. I will repeat that for you again at the end of today's program.
Thank you. joy or trial falleth from above, traced upon our dial by the Son above.
We may trust Him fully, all for us to do.
They who trust Him
Him holy, true.
The peace, rest, and refreshment that we seek is not just the absence of frustration, work, and stress. It's much more than that. It is much more than just having a positive attitude or closing your eyes and expecting that stuff to go away. God has made a way that we can enjoy His rest and be refreshed. Let's start our time in God's Word with Isaiah 28. God has told His people, "Here is a place of rest. Let the weary rest here. And this is the refreshing, a place of quiet rest." But they would not listen. Hebrews 4, "Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into His rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as He said, 'As I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest,' although the works were finished from the foundation of the world." Hebrews 4, "So there's a special rest still waiting for the people of God. For all who have entered into God's rest have rested from their labors, just as God did after creating the world. So let us do our best to enter that rest. But if we disobey God, as the people of Israel did, we will fall." Matthew 11, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God." Folks, worry, stress, and fretting about things of this life are thieves that can steal our rest and refreshment. Just listen to the words of Jesus as He talks about our attitude. Matthew 6, "Therefore, take no thought, saying, 'What shall we eat?' or 'What shall we drink?' or 'Wherewithal shall we be clothed?' For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. God gives instruction as to how we can guard our hearts and minds so that we can realize his peace and be refreshed. Look at Philippians 4. Rejoice in the Lord alway. And again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Our ultimate refreshing, our absolute place of rest, is in our future. Listen to the words of Job as he described rest from this world's trouble and trials. Beginning with Job chapter 3, had I died at birth, I would now be at peace. I would be asleep and at rest. I would rest with the world's kings and prime ministers, whose great buildings now lie in ruins. I would rest with princes, rich in gold, whose palaces were filled with silver. And later in that same chapter, for in death the wicked cause no trouble, and the weary are at rest. Even captives are at ease in death with no guards to curse them. Rich and poor are both there, and the slave is free from his master. John 14, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me, so says Jesus. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Revelation 21. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. 1 Thessalonians 4, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with a voice of the archangel, and with a trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words.
There are moments in this life when it's hard to carry on, When I think about my father and all the loved ones that are gone, friends and close relations somewhere on the other side, they've passed into forever, but the love will never die. Sometimes this tired old world starts bringing my heart down, but you've got to bear the cross if you want to wear the crown. I often get impatient as Father Time keeps dragging on. I've waded through the darkness, now I'm ready for the dawn. I'm ready for the dawn. I wanna see heaven
where the faithful carry on. I wanna see heaven, oh Lord. I wanna see heaven where the pain of sin is gone.
As I read the morning paper, I'm reminded once again, we're surrounded by evil of a world that's dead in sin. And the only sane conclusion that my crazy mind can reach is to set my heart on heaven and to live the things I preach. So I'm living every moment as if each one was my last. Put my treasure where my heart is and forget about the past. And if Jesus comes tomorrow, I'll be ready to depart. As he leads me to my mansion, I'll be following my heart, following my heart.
I wanna see heaven where the faithful carry on. I wanna see heaven, oh, oh Lord. I wanna see heaven where the pain of sin.
the stars shall applaud here with thunders of praise. The sweet light in his eyes shall enhance those eyes.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, with our focus being on the refreshing, with an exciting reminder that the ultimate rest and refreshing will be in heaven. I'm happy that you joined us. Our goal is that this hour has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Thank you for your letters and your faithful support that keeps Call to Worship on your local station. I'd love to hear from you. If you haven't done so already, then please make a note of our new post office box and address your letter to Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, our new address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. You're invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. You can also listen to programs and find the playlist of songs that you heard on this program today. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, may the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you His favor and give you His peace.
Remember.